and welcome back to another episode of the Cantina Talk Podcast. I am your host, Joshua Walsh, joined by always by Aiden. And today we have a special guest, my cousin, Aiden's brother, Nolan Walsh, who will be helping us with our episode today. And I'm going to pass it over to Aiden to explain it.
So today's episode topic is we're going to be doing a draft of Star Wars characters. And so the draft is going to work like this. Nolan's going to pick first. Joshua's going to pick second, then I get the third overall pick, but it's a snake draft. So at the end, after the third pick, I'll receive the fourth pick. Joshua will have the fifth pick. Nolan will have six and seven, and so on. The draft will be, or the what you choose in the draft is you get five Force users, three non-Force users, two droids, and one ship. The ship has to be a single-piloted ship, so like the Millennium Falcon, or, you know, an X-Wing or a Y-Wing. You can't choose a Star Destroyer or a Super Star Destroyer or a Dreadnought or anything like that. And then the teams that we choose will be uploaded on Twitter so fans can go choose whose team they think would win in a battle. So, Nolan, you want to start us off with the first pick?
I'll pick Palpatine.
Goes Senator Palpatine. That's a pretty good pick, you know.
Senator. Yeah,
Emperor. Emperor, Senator Palpatine. I don't know why I said Senator. But Emperor Palpatine, you know, that's...
Yeah, that we've pretty much agreed is the most powerful Force user in Star Wars. But with my first pick, I have to go with Sir Luke Skywalker.
Most powerful Jedi of all time. Not too shabby. I'm going to go off the board here a little bit, and I'm going to choose my first droid. I'm going to go General Grievous as my first droid.
Droids are like kickers in fantasy.
That's a good one.
You just wait for those.
Okay, but he picked.
Yeah, but I picked.
Yeah, but like he could have definitely saved that because now I guess. Oh, he does have the.
I saved that, dude. Yeah. I was gonna pick General Grievous for my non-Force user because I thought we were going.
We already pre-decided he's a droid. Mm.
Oh. Yeah. So then next, I'm gonna go with my non-Force user. My first non-Force user, I'm gonna pick Jango Fett.
All right.
Josh, what's back to you?
All right, back to me. So you already have Grievous and Jango. Sitting with Palps.
There's a lot of good players still on the board.
I'm going to have to take categories. Yoda.
I was debating between Yoda and Jango Fett, but I figured the Force users, there's a lot of good Force users in Star Wars.
Yeah, you just wasted two turns.
Who, me?
Oh, Aiden.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, dude, you drafted, like, not, Force users have to be the most powerful.
Yeah, you have to pick.
But there's so many of them.
Yeah, there's so many, but, like, I have the two most powerful Jedi on my team. He's got the most powerful
Force user,
and you're sitting with a cyborg and a bounty hunter.
All right. I mean, we'll see who wins.
Well, it's about votes here, Aiden.
It is about votes.
I'm going to pick the iconic duo here, Darth Vader.
That's a good one.
Man, that's a solid pick.
It's a solid 1-2 punch.
And I get another.
Solid Sith Lord punch.
So my question is Anakin Skywalker and Darth Vader?
Yes, they're two separate entities.
So you can pick Anakin Skywalker if you want.
Oh, all right. Then I'm going to pick Mace Windu.
That's what I was saying. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Mace Windu, yeah. He's the best at lightsaber dueling.
That is a solid thing. It's a solid choice.
All right, Joshua, back to you.
Back to me, I think I'm going to go with my first non-Force user. I'm going with Mando.
Mandalorian?
Yes.
Sounds like a good one. My non-Force user would be yours.
No way.
Just so all the fans could know. I'm going to go with my Force user. I'm going to go with who to choose. I'm going to choose Anakin Skywalker as mine.
That's like the big...
You still got a couple.
Yeah, then I'm going to choose Qui-Gon Jinn as my other.
There's the other big one. There's still one sitting back.
All right, Joshua, it's back to you.
So I think I might have to do my third Force user. And I'm going with the Count Dooku.
That's a good one, Joshua. I was hoping that one would come back to me, not going to lie.
Now, my question is, do we include Plagueis?
I mean, I suppose you can, but how powerful was Plagueis? Like,
I mean, he was force powerful, but like.
And by the way, this is all canon, so obviously you chose.
Like, you couldn't choose like Darth Bane.
Well, Darth Bane makes an appearance in Star Wars Clone Wars. So
oh, he
you
does?
Choose Darth Bane if you
well,
want
I
didn't.
I have not finished the Clone Wars as of yet.
Well, spoiler alert, he's in the Clone Wars.
And where'd he go? He, now he,
it's not that big of a thing. Anyway, Nolan, back to you. You get two picks here.
Well, I'm going to go with my fourth Force user.
You're all Force users.
Darth Plagueis.
All right.
All right.
That's who I was going to pick. And then I think...
Does he have a Jedi over there? Yeah, he's got one.
I'm going to... I think I'm going to do a ship and make it Slave One.
Really? Not
man.
Falcon?
Yeah,
no,
I,
not
I would
Falcon.
I would have assumed the Falcon.
I would say
first.
That Slave One could destroy the Falcon.
Depends
I don't
on
think
the pilot. But anyway, so Josh, we're back
to you. So back to me. I'm going... And I just realized he hasn't been picked yet, and that's surprising. Darth Maul.
I was thinking about it. But
Darth Maul, he was going to be my pick here.
He's not good with the Force, though.
He's all right with the Force, but he's definitely the most athletic of all the...
He's one of the best lightsaber dudes.
Yeah.
He's not good with the Force.
Use the
Force, really.
Yeah, you do. He picks up the thing and opens
the... He does in the last season of...
It's not like Count Dooku or...
Yeah,
he does in the last season of Clone Wars.
If he's able to fend off Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan,
so
you know
I'm going to go with another Force user. And I'm going to, I'm going to have to pick Obi-Wan Kenobi. I mean,
yeah, he lasted.
The guy's still on the board.
Yeah.
And this is Obi-Wan Kenobi, not Ben Kenobi. old Ben Kenobi. And then my. Another Force user. Do I go Force user or non-Force user here? That's a tough biscuit.
It's a tough biscuit to chew.
It is a tough biscuit to chew, if you will. I don't know where you pulled that one out.
I'm going to pull back of the brain, baby.
I think I'm going to choose... I think I'm going to just choose the Falcon before Josh does.
That's what I was looking at, but I guess I can't do that. So now I'm at a crossroads here. Because I pretty much got stuck with the worst pick because I don't get the double. So I'm stuck in between two people. And I think I'm going to go with, I'm taking the double Mandalorian-ish thing. I'm taking Boba Fett.
I was thinking about taking the father-son duo with Jango and Boba, but.
Well, wait.
It didn't work out.
All right. I think I'm going to pick my fifth Force user.
You haven't picked anything. Oh, wait.
Other than the ship.
Yeah. See, this is tough. I think I'm going to go.
See, this is where it gets hard because now you're limited things, and if you don't pick something, it's going to be gone.
Well, so actually, I'm going to do my non-Force user with. Well, I could do both. Okay, my non-Force user is going to be Han Solo.
All right. I was wondering if he was going to take who was taking Han Solo.
My Force user, I'm not sure if it's going to count Snoke.
Yeah, he's got the Force.
He's controlled by Palpatine, so he's got to be extremely powerful in there. Right?
He is a clone that Palpatine ordered to be made, and he is very powerful. As you see in the last show,
I have a very dark side.
Yeah, you're a dark side heavy team.
And
you're
even
a dark side
more
powerful. Yeah, and even Mace Windu, few of them are pretty.
All right, Joshua, it's.
So it comes back to me?
Comes back to you. You have one Force user left, one non Force user left, two droids, and a ship.
All right. I think I'm going to. You guys both took your ship, so I can wait on that. Man, I might have to finish my Force users and. Now I'm at a point of, I think I might have to take Ben Solo.
Ben Solo, Kylo Ren. See, I was kind of hoping he would come back to me, but that makes my job easy because I still have two Force users left, and I don't have to pick those until the end.
Yep.
Yeah. Are they going to be?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I got the best light side.
I've got the best.
He's got the best dark
users.
Side.
Hey, man, Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan, like.
Yeah, but I got
Luke
and Yoda, the two best light side users.
Good for you.
You got Luke, Yoda, but I got Palpatine, Darth Vader, Mace Windu and Darth Plagueis, who are all.
Yeah, but like both Darth Plagueis and Snoke, we don't really see what their capabilities. But
you hear of Darth Plagueis as like a wise.
Yeah, your kicker is you win with that Palpatine and Mace Windu combo.
And Darth Vader.
Yeah, Darth Vader, but I'm still taking the Palps Windu combo there. It's your 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
And my Luke Yoda is the 1-2 punch.
So back to me. I think I'm gonna go. I'm gonna take a Liam special. I'm gonna double up on the ships here, but I'm gonna take a Vulture droid as one of my droids.
That's a good one.
That is a solid droid choice. Double up on the ships.
Yeah, because Vulture droid's a ship.
Oh wow!
But it's a droid, so
you make a good point.
I get the double, and then for my non-force user. Gosh, so many choices. And so
Han Solo's off. Yeah, Han Solo's
question off. All right, I'm just going to take the big man, get Nolan's duo gun. I'm going to take Chewbacca.
Man, that was what I was going for with my next pick. So I'm hoping Chewbacca would.
Yeah, but Chewbacca's not really a killing machine.
What do you mean?
Like, in hand-to-hand combat, no weapon. He's destroying everybody.
And he's
probably destroying everybody but, like, Mando and Jango with that weapon. With his crossbow.
I mean, you picked Boba, who dies because he got ran into.
Yeah,
but he also has a reputation with Darth Vader, which means he is pretty darn cool.
No.
Darth Vader just thought that was his dad. He didn't realize Jango's head got chopped off.
I guess. But with my first droid, I'm probably taking the IG unit from The Mandalorian.
IG-11?
Yeah. He was pretty awesome. Gonna pick
that is a good one. I've completely forgot about that. But I'm pretty satisfied.
Well, is it just an IG droid or IG-11?
IG-11. So IG-88 is still available if you want to take
it. Yeah, IG-88's the...
Yeah.
I mean, they're all technically this.
They're all the same thing.
So I guess it would just be an IG unit because if you take like a B2.
Yeah, like I couldn't. Like if you take an R2, like I could take R2-D2, but he couldn't take another.
The other
R2-D2. Well, you could take R4, I suppose.
Yeah, but they're different. But they're different types. They'd be like I took a battle droid and he took a super battle droid.
Yeah.
Like they're two different.
Yeah. All right, I'm hearing you. So, Nolan, you got two picks here.
I'm going to go Droidica. For one of my droids.
Which was the droid?
The royal.
Oh, the royal ones.
Royal. And I think I'm going to do another non-force user. And
well, you filled up on force users.
So. I said non-force
user. Oh. I thought you said force user. I'm like,
anyway, non-force user. I can't really think of his name. The blue dude from the
Clone Wars. Bane.
Cad Bane. Yeah,
dude, that's who I wanted to take. I'm not gonna lie,
that's not a bad choice.
He's probably one of the better.
All right. So now I'm gonna.
Hayden's got the best with Jango Fett.
Yeah, and I'm sitting right behind him with Mando.
Yeah.
So now we had a problem. I mean, so I have non-force user and droids left. I can't take my ship because all the ships are now open. Any ship that hasn't been set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So just not Slave One or a Falcon. I'm not going to waste a pick. So I have Mando, Boba Fett. Should I? I can't think of another Mandalorian, so I can't take one of them. Might just have to take. I have to take Lando as my pilot of whatever ship I choose.
Ooh, that's a good pick. Lando Calrissian.
I mean, he's not much of a fighter, but man, is he a heck of a pilot.
So what are we considering Finn?
I say non-force user. Because, he communicates.
I mean, what?
I guess we could, like, would really we can, like, we know, like, pre Rise of Skywalker, I would consider Leia a non-force user. But post Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, yeah. Leia is a.
Yeah, because, like, she was trained. She was.
I mean, she was
a force user. I would consider a force user all the way in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, but no way. Because, like, I guess she's force sensitive. She's force sensitive. Like, there's theories that Han Solo's force sensitive.
No.
I mean, I don't believe it.
That's a bunch of mumbo jumbo.
I mean, he's one heck of a pilot.
I think Han Solo actually says mumbo jumbo. Episode 7, so. Oh, he does. Anyway, back to me. I think my last non-force user, I kind of stalled with the Finn thing because I'm not taking him. But I still couldn't think of who I wanted to take.
Yeah,
there's so many options here. I could take, like, Commander Cody or Captain Rex. I could take...
Those wouldn't be bad ones.
I could take...
I think you probably should have taken one of them, but I like my Lando pick. He's a heck of a
Tobias Beckett from Solo.
Now, why would you want to do that?
I could take Jabba the Hutt.
Why are you giving him all?
Now, there's your option.
I could take Zero the Hutt.
Which one was Zero the Hutt? Was he the little crybaby in Clone Wars?
Yeah, dude, I always thought Zero the Hutt was a girl.
Dude, have you ever seen them in the Clone Wars episode where it's the mom?
Oh, dang, and I shouldn't have picked Lando, because there was the chick in Mando, in Mandalorian, that was awesome, the shot trooper.
Oh,
she was pretty awesome.
Cardoon?
I don't remember her name, but she was awesome. Should I pick her?
Dude,
you got a lot of options open, because whatever you don't pick, no one's going to pick.
Maz Kanata?
Maz Kanata is a non-force.
She found Luke's lightsaber somehow.
She was just driving through Bespin, and all of a sudden, boom, hand on the windshield. She's like, oh, there's a lightsaber there. And
just takes the hand off, puts it in her trunk.
Throws that away. Like, that would be awesome if Rey went in there and found the
lightsaber hand, with the hand with the still hand around it.
That would be
a top-tier scene in Star Wars.
That would be comical.
Just such comical proportion. All right, Aiden, you got a pick here.
I'm trying to stall.
We're going on about 5 minutes on just one choice.
All right, I'm going to choose, I guess I'll choose Cara Dune from The Mandalorian.
All right, that brings it back to me.
I think it's Cara Dune. No, I have another pick.
You do?
Yeah, and then for...
All right, now, another 5 minutes wasted on Aiden trying to think.
It's a Force user. I'm going to pick Rey. I mean, why not?
Rey Skywalker.
Rey Skywalker / Palpatine.
Oh, yeah. She was originally Palpatine. I forgot about that. The kind of main part of the movie.
So it's your pick now, Josh.
And my pick? And now I have a... Well, my only options are Ship and Droid.
Ship and Droid.
And no one is... I mean, no one's the only one left with a droid option, so I got to go with a droid.
Going to take the big old R2-D2?
No. Now, here's my problem. I want a droid that can actually fight. So I'm sticking with more of probably a battle droid. He already took the droidica that rolls around. That was been my option.
The B2 battle droid?
Yeah, I still have the B1
battle droid. Yeah.
What's the B2? Is that the super battle droid? Like the B1s?
Yeah, with the big blaster. Yeah. They can fly sometimes, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there isn't that many droids in Star Wars to like pick from for like.
I mean, you can have the purple staff things.
Yeah, the purple staff guys might have to be. I think that might be my options. I'm just gonna call them the purple staff.
I don't know what they're called either. You have your last two picks here.
All right, so my droids. I looked it up because I didn't know what it's called. It's the
is that big, all you have is a droid, one droid left. Oh, and then a non-force.
It's the big tank that shoots the missile. It's called a hail fire droid. They're on the big hoops and they drive around and shoot the missiles all around.
Yep.
Is that legal or is that like?
It's not driven by anything.
It's not driven.
No, it's a droid.
All right, I guess it is legal then.
So it's called the hail fire droid.
I don't think this would beat it.
Hey, what's an image of the hail fire droid?
Attack of the Clones. And then you have your final pick, Glenn.
And
your non-force user.
Oh, no, one of them things. No, aren't those driven? Oh, those things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember those things very well.
Yeah,
that would be a good option in a war. No battle between these guys.
All right. And then my non-force user is the one bull that helps kill Jango Fett. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, man, you really watch that.
Dude, I'm telling you, the non-force users, man, that's why I had to stall for so long. It's hard to...
Yeah, because they're tough. There's so many, but none of them are all...
I mean, the leadership skills and the training and fighting, I'm going to pick Captain Rex. And I don't have the best, like, non-force users, but... I mean, they're pretty good.
For Cad Bane.
No.
All right.
But, you know, that's just I'll the trade way you.
All right, Captain Rock.
I'll trade you a car doing Orlando.
I think I got a pretty good. I think
you have a solid force user.
They're going to beat you guys, that's for sure.
Well, this is on votes, so.
No, that's just the way the toad shits.
I guess.
Josh, what's your pick?
My pick?
Your ship?
My ship, I got to go with the Razor Crest.
The Razor Crest?
Yes. That is such an. Maybe it's just because I think The Mandalorian is one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It is a good show.
I mean, I also haven't seen Game of Thrones yet.
I definitely would have gone with the ghost there, though. The ship from Rebels.
I know
you haven't watched Rebels, so you probably don't know about the ghost. But the ghost is a good one. To finish it off, for my Force user, my final Force user, I'm going to go with Ahsoka Tano. She's a pretty powerful character. And
one I was never a fan of.
Dude, your Force users are terrible.
Yeah, you botched the Force users.
I mean,
not
terrible,
the most important thing.
But
Anakin, Qui-Gon,
Obi-Wan. Anakin and Qui-Gon.
Ahsoka.
Yeah, you have Anakin and Qui-Gon, pretty much.
What about Obi-Wan?
Yeah, Obi-Wan. He's good with a saber, but he's no powerful of the Force. Well, I'm pretty sure
he's like on par with General.
So we'll go through read our list.
He beat General He's like above, but he also has General Grievous.
And he beat Anakin.
Yeah, but that was because Anakin was just being all whiny. If you're not with me, then you're my enemy.
And Anakin had to save him, though.
Yeah, very true.
I have Count Dooku.
All right, so everyone want to read off their teams. Nolan, you can start since you had the first pick. You go with Force users, non-Force users.
Force users are Palpatine, Darth Vader, Mace Windu, Darth Plagueis, and Snoke. My non-Force users are Han Solo, Cad Bane, Captain Rex. My droids are a Droidica, a Hellfire droid, which is the big roly tank things. And then my ship is the Slave One.
All right. My Force users to non-Force to droid the ship is Luke, Yoda, Count Dooku, Darth Maul, and then Ben Solo, or Kylo Ren, whichever you want to refer to him as. And then my non-Force users are Mando, Boba Fett, and then Lando. My droids are the IG unit and the purple staff guy that guarded General Grievous. And then my ship is the Razor Crest from The Mandalorian.
All right. My Force users are Anakin Skywalker.
Force users are garbage.
Qui-Gon Jinn, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Rey Skywalker, and Ahsoka Tano. My non-Force users are Jango Fett, Chewbacca, and Cara Dune. My droids are General Grievous and a Vulture droid. And my ship is the Millennium Falcon.
You did one out with the ship. I don't know why you chose Slave One so early.
Yeah. Because I think Slave One, like...
Nothing's beaten. The Falcon's the best ship that isn't a dreadnought or a...
It's fast, but, you know.
It's fast, but...
It's just because Han Solo captains it.
Yeah, Han Solo is the best pilot in the galaxy ever in history. No. Yes.
Anakin.
I guarantee Han's better than. I mean, I guess Han with the Falcon would be.
I mean, Han's a good pilot, but
Luke. They're force sensitive. How could Han be better?
Because he's not force sensitive.
All right.
That's my reasoning. So, all right. I'm pretty sure that will do it for us. Go vote on Twitter for whose team you think is better.
Yep. Thanks for joining, Nolan.
Yeah, Nolan, I appreciate your company in this to help
us. Hope you had a good time.
Yeah.
I know that your team's going to come in last place.
Most definitely.
And
I'm sure my team is by far the best.
No.
Yeah,
but not vote-wise.
Yeah, not vote-wise.
Because no one knows what a droid to car a Hellfire droid is. And guarantee most of our 11 listeners don't know if Darth Plagueis and Snoke are all that powerful.
What? Are you calling your listeners dumb?
Yeah.
Possible.
I mean,
I have a hard time believing most of our listeners, considering I know at least half of them are lacking in the knowledge that we possess on Star Wars. Because
well,
we are
gonna
all of them.
We're about six or seven.
All right. So that'll wrap it up. See you guys.